Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We want you to connect with us online at Twitter, at E Radio Sports, and also all of our shows, they are on our podcast page at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. And right now, as we guide you through the fastest 2 hours in radio, the big season, it is ahead for the NFL and for the Dallas Cowboys. They are looking to get out of that 8-8 rut. Three straight seasons of an 8-8 record. That is completely unacceptable, and there certainly are a lot of question marks that need to be addressed. Of course, head coach Jason Garrett, he is in his final year of his contract. And so right now, it is time to head to training camp. We're going to visit with Yahoo Sports Radio, our very own correspondent. That is Lance Rigger. He always gives us the update on the Dallas Cowboys. Good to have you with us on this Friday night. Thank you, Lance.
Yeah, thanks, Alyssa. Happy to be here. And about your comment as far as trying to break the rut of 8-8, I do expect the Cowboys to do that, but I don't know if they're going to be on the north side of that 8-8 mark.
Well, we'll just have to kind of wait and see, because I know there's a lot of anticipation on the 2014 season. But I have to ask you, since training camp, it is underway, before we look at some of the position battles and who might be that breakout player, I mean, what is your overall forecast and the outlook for the upcoming season?
Well, as has been the case for the last several seasons now, the offense looks like a top 10 offense, maybe even a top 5 offense, potentially. Defense, huge question mark. Special teams also could be fantastic. But again, it's all going to boil down to that defense. They did some great work shoring up the offensive line once again this year in the draft, picking Zach Martin. But you know, when you basically come into this year with one of the worst secondaries and one of the weakest linebacking cores in all of football, it's going to be a challenge to win very many games.
Well, Lance, you're exactly right. Talking about the offensive linemen, I mean, they've really fortified this unit. I mean, they've had, what, 3 first-round picks over the last 4 years, and that's going to pay very big dividends.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the one area that I think is a real strength for this team heading into this season. I mean, look, you've got Tyron Smith at left tackle, Ron Leary at left guard, Travis Frederick center, and then Zach Martin, who's likely going to start at right guard. I mean, those three are your four, three of the first-round picks of the last 4 years right there. And those are some young guys. And I think what's really going to help the Cowboys in regards to the offensive line is, you know, that's, A, that's how they won in the 90s. But B, Tony Romo's not going to play forever. You know, if they get 2 more years out of him, great. I'm not really going to count on that, but I would never count Romo out, though. I mean, that's just, he's a competitor, and he always manages to come back and put together phenomenal seasons. With that said, though, once he's gone, they're still going to have this this core of in-their-prime offensive linemen that are going to be able to help pave the way and offer up some support for a new young quarterback once they get to that point.
You know, you highlight the offensive linemen, but what were some of the additional moves that the Cowboys made in the offseason to help Tony Romo out?
Well, you know, that's the thing. You know, they lost Miles Austin, not to say he was ever healthy to begin with anyway. Phil Costa was released. Jason Hatcher was signed by the Redskins. And you've got, of course, Ernie Sims. He was non-tender. DeMarcus Ware is gone. So a lot of that's on the defensive side. However, what they were able to do to at least help take some of the pressure off Romo is they picked up some depth along the offensive line a little bit. They did bring back certain guys, such as Anthony Spencer. They made sure to bring back Chris Jones, the punter, and as well as extending Dan Bailey. And then, of course, in the draft, they also, again, offensive line, they pick up Devin Street, wide receiver. I've heard great things about him so far, just leading up to, you know, the training camp here. And then defensive ends and safeties. But a lot of these moves were depth moves. Because the one thing that's really killed the Cowboys this year are injuries, especially along the defensive side. You look at Morris Claiborne, for example. He's kind of in a put-up-or-shut-up season, essentially. So they've got a lot of these guys in the secondary that, you know, Romo can throw for 300 yards week in, week out, and help the offense put up 24, 30 points. But if your defense is giving up 31-32, what's that do for you?
It is the 2014 Cowboys training camp, and our very own Yahoo Sports Radio correspondent, that is Lance Rigger, who is joining us. And obviously, it kind of sounds like, just listening to your tone, you are cautiously optimistic in terms of Tony Romo. Give us a sense, obviously, curiosity on my part, what is the health? What is the state of Romo? I mean, he is coming off his second back surgery in less than a year, and he turned 34 in the month of April.
Yes, he did. Now, the big difference between this most recent back surgery and the last one is last year he came into training camp out of shape. He wasn't able to really practice a whole lot leading up to the regular season. This year, he is full go. Jason Garrett's actually having to try to pull him back some because he's just so excited and ready to go because he's finally healthy for the first time in several years. the start of training camp. So that is the big difference between last year and this year, even though he's had the surgeries, is that he is fully healthy and he is a full go and a full participant in all the practices.
Were you surprised, Lance, to see the Cowboys pass on Johnny Manziel in this year's draft? I mean, obviously, it's pretty conspicuous. I mean, Romo, he is the Cowboys, the quarterback for the foreseeable future.
Yes and no. I'm surprised because that's a very Jerry Jones-esque move to make. But at the same time, I'm also not surprised because when you have somebody like Stephen Jones kind of in the front office now in the draft war room, it sort of adds a little bit more reason to the process there, at least in my opinion. And what I mean by that is, oh, yeah, Manziel will be the flashy pick, and sure, the kid's got some talent, and, yeah, you can kind of look ahead to the quarterback position, but you have a more pressing need, and there would be more continuity that you would add to if you picked up, say, Zach Martin for the offensive line, which I think was the best pick they could have made.
Well, and I have to agree with you. I mean, obviously the Cowboys, they're very financially committed to him with a $108 million contract extension last season, and mm-hmm. 55 of that is certainly guaranteed.
Yeah, and they really have no choice but to ride that ship out with Tony Romo. What else are they going to do? Yeah, okay, maybe they sign another quarterback or draft another quarterback, a young stud, but at the end of the day, Tony Romo is the guy in Dallas, period. And so they're going to ride him until the wheels fall off, as they should.
Okay, so we hit on Tony Romo. We talk about the offensive line, significant strides, improvements there that have taken place. Talk to us about, Lance, in terms of who's going to be Tony's backup.
Well, that's the thing. They've got Brandon Weeden and Caleb Haney. Now, Weeden has impressed so far early on in camp. Caleb Haney has also gotten quite a bit of reps. Weeden is probably going to be the primary backup, simply because, it was expected Kyle Orton would be back. But for whatever reason, he didn't care about, giving up the $3.4 million or whatever he was set to make, and he's walked away from the game, essentially. So, essentially, he's quietly retired. But Brandon Weeden, while he's certainly a bit old, to have so little experience, and he did kind of flame out as a starter for the Browns, he does have, sort of that quarterback IQ, that intelligence to man under center. I wouldn't see him as a long-term solution, but he could certainly fill in for two or three games if Romo had to be out. And then Caleb Haney is also a capable backup. So even though they lost Orton, who was very familiar with the system, and you could rely on him, they do have two very capable backup quarterbacks behind Romo. Now, of course, you run into a kind of a danger zone. If Romo does happen to go down again and you're relying on Weeden or Haney or a combination of the two for a stretch of 10 to 12 games, then all of a sudden, I would say that would probably cost the offense, anywhere from 7 to 10 points a game on average.
Our very own YSR correspondent Lance Rinker is getting us up to date with the Cowboys. Of course, training camp underway, and obviously a very big positive. I always got to bring up our former Sooner sensation, and that is DeMarco Murray. What a great offensive weapon for Jason Garrett.
Oh, absolutely. And, the hope is heading into this season that they have a more balanced attack when it comes to the rushing game. Because DeMarco Murray proved when they actually leaned on him the final 8 to 10 games of the season that he could handle it. That he's the kind of running back that, he can be counted on for big moments, big production, and to put points on the board for his team. And so he's also going to be a guy that's going to be able to take a lot of pressure off Tony Romo, as well as the rest of the offense and receiving corps, so that way you don't have to rely on a 32-year-old Jason Witten. You don't have to rely on Dez Bryant to do it all, because with Dez Bryant, he's one of the better receivers in the league. I'd say he's probably a top-four receiver in the NFL right now. However, Brian's big issue is that he'll get frustrated, and all of a sudden, you'll see him on the sidelines kind of, with some questionable behavior as far as some of the antics there. And, of course, social media gets wind of it and like, So DeMarco Murray is the guy I think that's really going to add a little balance to this offense, but it's going to be up to the coaching staff to really take advantage of that.
Okay, so many more storylines that I want to get into, talking about the Dallas Cowboys. And, of course, next time you're on the show, we'll talk some more about the new offensive coordinator for the Cowboys. Lance, always a pleasure. And, of course, tell all of our listeners where they can go tonight and check out some of your work online.
Well, they can check me out at consume.com. That's consume with a K, K-O-N-S-U-M-E. And, of course, they can always hit me up on Twitter. I'm very active there, at Lance M. Rinker.
You sure are. Lance, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, Alyssa. It's been a blast.
That, of course, was our very own Yahoo Sports Radio correspondent Lance Rinker giving us the pulse on the Dallas Cowboys training camp. Also, a special thank you to all of our guests in lineup. Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. Rodney Fisher from RF Sports, rfsports.com. Steve Kyler with Basketball Insiders. Ken Griffey and Jerry Colangelo with USA Basketball. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports. Join us online at Twitter at eRadioSports, and we will see you next weekend.